Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 10 recap podcast. We are here to talk about what we just watched. Episode, I don't even know what episode this was, but it's a Wednesday night episode. It's a veto episode of Big Brother Canada 10, and we are here to talk about it. Recording this not live because Survivor is on and the know-it-alls is on and it's all on. So we're going to be recording this and it's going to be bite-sized, fun-sized, and we're going to have fun with it. With me tonight to talk through this episode is Asia. How you doing, Asia?
Hey, Taryn. I'm excited to talk about this episode. You know, this new format you have going on. You know, two people on an episode recap. I'm just hoping I won't have to G-check you. So
please don't. See what happens. Oh, no.
Send help. Somebody.
Because
I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy.
Hopefully there's no G-checking happening tonight.
Oh, man. I'm a menace with the sound clips. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's the episodes or if it's me, but something has gone terribly wrong and I'm just clipping way too many things.
I love it. I love to just hear it over and over because I have been catching things that you've been clipping that I'm like, I missed that on the episode. So I'm so glad you clipped it. So you're helping us out.
I do. I feel like my brain is evolving to find little weird things that were said in the episode. For instance, I'll play you one of them. One of my favorite clips from last night, completely irrelevant to anything that happened in the episode, but maybe my favorite thing in the episode.
I've dealt with some definitely squirmy babies.
Josh did say that.
Some definitely squirmy babies. Yeah.
So he is saying that, well, he was referencing the table, right?
I think what he's really talking about is Kyle is a squirmy baby as an HOH. Yes. But they tried to make it seem like he was talking about the veto competition. They wanted to be right. Nice.
I feel like the biggest miss tonight was not getting to hear Kyle, you know, on brand with being a squirmy baby, his comment to Betty that people were referencing during the comp.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he said something, but they didn't show it.
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah. That I think Summer was the one that was most upset. Like, what are you doing talking bad about Betty during competition? Hey, this is business B.
This is business B. Let's get it. Right.
My favorite part about this is that when Betty is picked for the veto, she says, "All right, I guess I didn't clip this because I already have it." But she says, "All right, I guess it's time to play another veto. Let's get it." And she said it again.
Yes. I just hope she keeps getting picked. Just keeps getting picked, keeps thinking that she's going on the block. So then it's like life or death for her every single time. Oh, that would be gold.
The wheel lands on Betty. She's like, "All right, let's get it." business casual B, please.
At that point, they would have to clip. They would have to have six Bettys saying, "All right, let's get it." Like that would be gold.
Oh, that would be amazing. I would definitely, yes. I would make that video, and then I would clip the audio of the video, and then I would play the clipped audio from my video that I made of six different Bettys saying, let's get it at the same time. And
oh, that would be wonderful.
Now I need it to happen. This was a great episode. I really liked this episode.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's very rare that a veto episode is this enjoyable. I think it's because this week has just been so chaotic. So it was really nice to see it play out, on par with the events on the feeds. They had to condense it, of course, but I found myself like super invested in, oh my gosh, is Moose going to save himself? Knowing I know the outcome, but I feel like it was really well put together, especially, they had so much to kind of put so much to condense that I liked it.
Yeah. There was a feeling that I got from this episode that I very rarely get when I'm watching a Big Brother episode, especially a Big Brother Canada episode. And the feeling I got was that the people who put this episode together, it felt like they actually cared and mm-hmm. were trying to do the events of the house justice.
Yeah.
Which, like, normally I feel like they could not care less, it's what actually happened in the house, about like the reality of the situation, about what we care about. They just want to sell their own story. This felt like they were really like, we want to convey to you mm-hmm. how Moose felt, how Betty felt, what it was like living under Kyle, what Kyle's actually doing. And I feel like we got a lot of it, and it was all very accurate, and I was very impressed.
Yeah, Herman said, Kyle's regime. I think what we most look forward to, especially the people that watch live feeds, what we most look forward to is hearing people's thoughts about what happened. And I feel like we got that when it's like, oh, sometimes just like, I don't know what they actually thought. There was no DR about it. We barely saw that person. But we got to hear from a lot of people. I mean, probably with the exception of Kevin, for the most part, like even Helena, like I'm not dumb. You think I'm dumb? There was so much that I was, and even Marty. Who knew? I mean, I know Marty has said a couple things here and there, but I liked hearing him in the DR talk about how he felt truly about Kyle's HOH. So it was all around. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I loved how close the veto comp itself was, because usually even that is just like, oh, it was a good comp, but, the person was going to win. But I mean, it was tight. So it was really good.
Yeah, the veto was good. It really just, this feels like what Big Brother should be. And mm-hmm. I feel like they got it right. I love that they went in on the King Kyle thing in the recap. Yes. In the beginning. it's perfect. I love King Kyle. I'm into it. And they also, another thing that they did in this episode that I really liked is that my biggest criticism of Monday night's episode, which I also liked, was that I felt like the biggest thing they left out was that they kind of pretended like Betty's conversation with Kyle is convinced him not to put her up, and mm-hmm. that she was never going up after that, and didn't show that he ended up telling her she was going on the block and she was blindsided that she wasn't on the block. They went back and they fixed that. They showed us a rewind of a flashback of him telling Betty, sorry, Betty, I love you.
Poor Betty. She's having her own experience in the house right now. Like, she can't even just have the experience of like trying to get her footing and playing the game. She's fighting for her life and doesn't even need to be, but it's all just like, she just keeps thinking she's the target, obviously because Kyle keeps telling her that, but so she's having to play extra hard. So I bet Betty's exhausted.
I am too, Betty. I'm right there with you. And you know what? It's like, heaven help you, editors, for the Thursday episode, because I will be giving the most amount of leeway I've probably ever given Big Brother editors in my life for Thursday's episode. Not because it's like, there was so much stuff that went down, but because of just how nebulous and weird everything is right now between all the different miscommunications that are happening and all of where like pieces lie. Like I, like if they really want to just lean in on like, this is Josh getting the votes to save himself and like kind of ignore some of the other stuff that's happening. Like I'm going to be like, all right, I get you. I get it.
I understand. Yeah, because I mean, even just to write it, I mean, you do write it down every day when you do the live feed. So it's just like, imagine condensing that to 40 minutes, having time for a vote, having time for all of Arissa's pieces, having time for an exit interview. Like, it's impossible. So, you know, even if they just show us, you know, just,
I feel like we have Josh's perspective.
Yeah,
we have to see Kevin and Betty. That's going to be the big thing. That's like, oh, is this going to lead toward a Josh eviction?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we'll see what happens there. So anyway, this episode, some really, really great stuff going on again. You know, we get even like, so we get Moose in the diary room, and Moose's diary rooms are great. Like a lot of the diary rooms I thought were great. Some of them, not so much. Herman is trying. I appreciate him. Gino doesn't seem like he's trying. But from Kyle and Moose in particular, I feel like we got very raw feeling diary rooms, and Moose is feeling genuinely hurt, and he says this.
There was no reasoning in the reasoning. You're telling me because I talked smack about somebody that was going on the block, you're also putting me on the block? How does that even make sense? You ever add 2 and 2 and make 5? Welcome to the Kyle Moore Show.
Welcome to the Kyle Moore Show.
I love when they put the first and last name in there. That's really sticking at home. But that's it. He's so right. There's no reasoning to the reasoning. There's no logic to the logic. And, you know, if I'm Moose, I'm just like, feel like I just got, you know, hit by a truck. Because from Moose's perspective, I'm with you. What are you doing? Why are you getting rid of a number? Like, Kyle is playing as if this game is 1 week. He has to make his mark this week because he'll get no other chance. There's no other opportunity. He acts like he can't make moves if he's not HOH. So it's just this very skewed mindset of what the show is. Because if you think you can only make moves with HOH, you're not going to be legendary. You think all these legendary people are only doing things when they're holding HOH? They're making the best moves when they're not HOH. So it's so frustrating because he's just like, tooting his own horn. He's so proud of this. He is so proud of this. This move with Moose. So I appreciated Moose's authenticity here because he has every right to just be like, dude, what?
Yeah. Like Moose is in this, like Kyle is that guy that, and you know, maybe not everyone has this experience, but Kyle is that guy that like you're friends with, but you just always feel like he's like trying to compete with you. And you're like, yes. I have no interest in competing with you. Like, if you want to compete with me, if you want to beat me, it's like, fine, you can have it. Like, I don't care. Like, I just, whatever, dude, like I'm your friend. Let's just be friends and be chill. But like they just can't not try to compete with you. That's what it feels like is like happening with Kyle and Moose, where it's just like Moose is just trying to like, be chill and hang out with Kyle and play the game with him. And Kyle's like, nah, he's going to beat me. I can't let him beat me.
What are you thinking about at the end, someone beating you? There's so many you need to get there. And how are you going to get there if you have no one? But that's so funny you say that because I was watching feeds this past weekend with my mom and Kyle was talking, doing his thing. He was talking. He was just like, I don't know. Just talking, right? And he literally reminds me, if you people out there that are on TikTok, go look up this guy called his name is not Connor again. He literally, all his videos are one-upping people. And he is Canadian too. So it's just so spot on. Like literally it is Kyle Moore. And the guy, he just like, okay, this is me one-upping you like with my dog. Oh, you have a poodle? Well, I have a $2,000 dog. But anyway, if y'all go look that up, that is Kyle Moore to a T, just constantly trying to one-up you and compete. That's, you hit the nail on the head. That is what, it's always in the back of his mind, because both of his allies just thought they were helping him, talking to him. And he's like, oh no, you've got to go up.
Yeah.
And you feel how hurt Moose feels. He says this.
You're absolutely destroying one of the strongest relationships that you had in this game. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Moose is Moose. Like, mm-hmm. Moose is an excitable guy. He's always like talking a mile a minute. He's got tons of energy. Like, this is what Moose sounds like when he's sad. He's like, that man, you just destroyed our relationship. Like, what are you
no
doing?
Reason. Like, what was the reason? There was no reason. And I love that I love that he said, like, that's how I feel. That shows you he was just being so real. Tell us this in so many words. Like, he legit was explaining he is hurt because why did this happen? I had this guy's back. I wasn't thinking of turning on him. I wasn't thinking of doing anything. And this reasoning of, oh, he's playing the middle. You're in both of the alliances that he's in. What do you mean? If anything, you're playing the middle too by having two alliances with multiple people that it doesn't like intersect. So I felt for Moose here. So that's why I was so glad that he won the veto.
Yeah. Well, Kyle has a plan for the veto, that he wants it to be used on Steph. And that's because Steph is not a pawn.
Steph's not enough of a pawn to like guarantee that Moose goes. So I'm thinking, if we have the chance, like, let's take Steph off the block and put up the ultimate pawn, Betty.
So easy. If we have the chance, why not just put Betty up instead of Steph? If only we had the chance.
This guy is unreal. I'm so glad they don't let HOHs just like, oh, today, if you want to switch out your noms, you can, because everyone at this point would have been on the block. Like, I loved it. I think it was Amon that was like, oh, I'm surprised like Arissa is not the next one to be on the block. And even Arissa responded and laughed, because it's just like people say that you have to consider all your options, but not to this extent.
Yeah. Considering the option is, yeah, no to that. Right. So that's wild. That's really wild. I lost my, there it is.
That's wild.
That's wild.
That's wild.
We also got another great bit from Summer.
Kyle Moore's a joke. I would rather align myself with a damn tree.
Why a tree? Why
a tree? A tree is solid. It's strong. If you lean on it, it'll hold you up. Mm. She has some
not going anywhere.
There.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere. I love, just an aside, I love Summer. If she is on the feeds, I'm watching her. She's just so entertaining. I love her personality. I feel the same way about Tanisha, but Summer is just so fun. Mm-hmm. Just have to say that.
Tom Moore's a joke.
He's a joke.
Boy.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The
world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
So we get to the veto competition. Business B is playing in the B competition.
This is Business B.
Business B.
Did it.
I'm surprised they didn't just reuse that for the B competition. Lots of B puns. I'm not playing into their hand this time. I didn't clip any of them.
It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Again, a very Survivor-like competition where it's sort of multi-part. They've got to put a puzzle together and then dig through some stuff and like poke their butt at things. I guess that's a very Big Brother. That's the Big Brother part. Like, they're like, let's take a Survivor competition and make it Big Brother. How do we make it Big Brother? We put them in ridiculous costumes and make them do suggestive movements.
Right. If there's no suggestive movements, it's not a Big Brother comp.
No, so. and there needs to be squirmy babies.
I've dealt with some definitely squirmy babies.
Yes. Oh, Josh.
I think it's a pretty good competition. We're gonna see Betty struggle pretty hardcore. Those B costumes looked hot.
Yes.
There was a lot of sweat happening with these players.
Yes, but since they're they are indoor, I guess,
they're inside.
Back. Yeah,
they're running inside. Around. They're stressed, and it took an hour and a half in these massive bee. I mean, I like sitting here doing this podcast. If I had a bee costume on, I would be cooked by the end of the podcast. I'd be medium rare. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have on a sweatshirt and I had to turn on the air conditioner. I mean, it was 80 today in Houston, so.
Yeah.
But I will say, were you surprised that Stephanie picked Gino instead of Herman to compete for her?
Not really. I mean, at the end of the day, Herman is not exactly that loyal to her. She does have a connection to Herman. For those that do not watch the feeds, this has not been a part of the episodes yet, or we'll see if it's in Thursday's episode. But Herman and Steph have made out a couple of times, but it's very casual, very new. And
just a casual make out.
Yeah, just casual make out. Gino is kind of the more reliable person in terms of what he may do with the veto. So I think it made some sense, but maybe she would have liked Herman to be in there if she would have done a better job.
Had she had known, it would have been a puzzle, since that seemed to be the part that tripped him up the most. But yeah, so with the comp, the last piece of it to do the ball seemed like it was obviously the most difficult part. So for Betty to catch up, I mean, it was even playing field at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you could, I felt like I could see by the end, they showed Moose doing like the last couple of balls down the track, and he was so good at doing that. Like, you could tell, like, this guy's been doing this nonstop for an hour and a half, that like, he just nails it every time. It just goes straight down the ramp, back and forth, into the center. He stops it dead. And it's just like, okay, this is taking a very long time, and he has had a lot of practice at this. It definitely became an even playing field thing.
Yeah. And Josh was so close.
He's definitely handled some squirmy babies, so he knows how to do it.
He knew what to do, yeah.
And he was very close, and this was a big part of why people looked at him as a threat, as we saw later in the episode. Marty says he's this close in every competition, and he was so close in this competition, and so that was a big part of it. Another part of it is something else we saw in the episode, which is that Moose is going to ask Josh to use the veto on him if he wins. Josh agrees to Moose's face, but is actually not willing to in reality. This was known to Kyle. He told Kyle that he had told Moose that he would use the veto on him, but that he wouldn't actually do it. And so this was another thing where Kyle was basically like, Josh, you told Moose that you would use the veto on him, but you're not actually going to do that?
Oh my gosh. What Moose is doing, this is an award-winning performance.
Sorry. We got to try that again.
Oh my gosh. What Moose Josh. Is doing, this is an award-winning performance.
That was flawless.
Basically had one of those moments. That was another part of the decision there. The how well he performed in the competition, plus the fact that, oh, he's willing to lie to Moose like that. He's willing to lie to me like that. And it all went downhill from there. But Moose is going to win the veto.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah. I loved him hyping himself up. I was like, he said, this is my house. He was just talking himself up. Yeah. Even Puya tweeted and was just like, I love the confidence, man. It's like, yes, you did that. You did it when you needed to. And I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Power of veto, baby.
Check.
Check.
You try to put me on the bluff, try to pin everybody against me in the house, Kyle. Look what you did. Foolish. You can't get rid of me that easily, baby. Moose B is in the house.
Yes.
Moose B is in the house.
Not busy B.
Not business B. Not busy B. Moose B. Moose B is in the house. I love this whole thing. I could clip like every bit of that whole thing.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, he needed this because he being nominated really sucked the life out of him. Like he was just kind of like shell shocked that this was the position that he was in when his ally is HOH. And so I was glad that we got to see the normal Moose back after getting this win because it was just like, okay, let's reset. Cause what was that?
Yeah. So Moose has the veto. That means a replacement nominee is going to have to go up. And Kyle, of course, says, this has been a messy week. I've just got to take the calm approach here. Take Betty out of the game. It's not a big win, but it's still a win. Just got to take my lumps. So he tells Betty, sorry, but you're going up this time. Oh, no. Oh, boy. This should have been the dead giveaway to Betty.
Right. So
you're saying to me is I'm not going up because you only put people up that you said that you weren't going to put up.
Right. It's just like he doesn't, which we're clearly seeing, like he doesn't kind of sit back and think things through and consider his options before acting. It literally was like Moose won. I need to be calm. I'm putting up Betty. Betty, come here. I'm telling you, I'm putting you up. This happens in like very short time frame. Mm-hmm. And he can't sit on that. There's still another 2 days before the ceremony. So he's like, has time to do wonders.
Yeah. And that's the, like, he also does the same thing with the whole seventh. He's like, so now we need numbers. And so he's talking to her mom. He's like, we got to replace Moose with Marty. That's what we got to do. And her mom's just like, yeah. Yeah, Kyle, that's, yep.
Send help. Yep. Somebody.
Yep. Yep.
What got me with that with that was Kyle saying, we're down a number because of you. What are you talking about? This is your own doing. You're not down a number. No one has left the house. Nothing has happened besides you putting up Moose and Moose winning the veto. So, like, what are you talking? We're down a number.
Yeah. And so he just finishes pitching this idea of bringing Marty into the seven and telling him about the seven and all of that. Marty walks in. He's like, oh, perfect. Marty. Hey, Marty. Guess what? At the beginning of this game, we found ourselves in a, you know, keep your enemies close kind of situation. basically meaning that we had a 7 person alliance that didn't include. But Moose is being Moose. And so what we want to do is, pull you in to, that spot that Moose occupied, the one that I just took a shot at. Yeah. I want you to be in that Moose spot. It worked out really well for him. Right. I think it will be even better for you.
Meaning, if I win HOH again, you totally are on my radar.
Don't even think about lying to protect me. Don't even consider it.
Because if you do lie, I'm going to know you're too good. But then if you don't lie, I'm going to know you don't trust me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be forced to put you up.
Marty's not happy. This is Marty is not pleased with the whole situation. He's still going to try and pitch for Josh to go up. But he's kind of just like, what am I doing here? I don't like this at all.
Big
red flags. Yes. The Canadian flags, I guess, is what he's seeing. Kyle says he wants to be remembered. He wants to be remembered in this.
He will be, actually.
Play hard.
He will be.
Yeah. He will. He will. And Herman, I think, tells us how he will be remembered.
This is the worst and messiest HOH of all time.
Oh, I have loved him venting. Herman showing how he really feels is just beautiful. It's great.
It is great. So I love this part of the episode. Kyle in the diary room talking through, okay, so if I put Josh up, I need 6 votes. I've got Marty, Gino, Jace, Herman, Kevin. Need one more. Wait, how many votes do I have? Could I get Moose? No, there's no way I can get Moose. Of course you can't get Moose, Kyle. It's a little late for that one. So I've got 12, no, 11. How many? I love seeing this.
Yes.
This is so good. And he's, I gotta take a shot, but if it backfires, it could backfire
harded. H-A-R-D-D. There we go.
Extra harded.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love seeing it. I'm so glad they showed that because it encompasses the chaos that is going on in his brain as he thinks through what to do. And now as he's planning this out.
Also, I mean, very good touch to show him dancing in the HOH room as well after Moose wins the veto. Very nice touch.
Yeah. What was it he said on Monday's episode? Like, I'm so fine. I'm so fine.
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. The kid's doing just fine. I'm doing just fine.
You good? You good?
Don't worry, they're dogs.
We're both dogs. We're dogs.
Yes. Yes.
Kyle's going to pitch to Helena. He needs Helena's vote in order to make this work, or at least he thinks he does, because he thinks he has Herman's. So he pitches to Helena, and he tells her he's going to take a big shot at one of these 3 people. She's, whoa, that is a big shot. He's like, yeah. He comes away from the conversation feeling good, and she comes away from the conversation. Holy God! He thinks I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm not stupid.
I'm glad we didn't even have to wait for her reaction in the DR, like literally on her face. Like, I'm so afraid to even do that in real life because I'm thinking like the person's going to turn around and see me right away making a face. She did it right there, like could not hold it back because he had the audacity to think. The fact this would blew me away. Do I have your vote? She's like, who are you putting up? I can't guarantee you my vote and I don't know who's going on the block. What is this?
The way you've been handling things, you're putting me on the block. I can't guarantee you my vote against myself.
He is too early to share. What are you talking about?
And then we cap it off with a great veto ceremony. where Moose is going to take himself off the block. He has a classic Big Brother line to say to Kyle.
Kyle, you thought you were playing chess this week. It turned out you were playing checkers.
Boosh.
There we go.
Kyle later says on the feeds that, it was so perfect that he said that line because it set me up for mine when he says his whole, you know, I'm making a move to take out Josh, who's a big threat. he's not really recognizing that it's like, still, he's pointing it out to your face and you're still not realizing that. He's literally like, dude, the pieces in front of you are all flat pieces. None of them are, you're playing checkers. And Kyle's like, that's actually a perfect segue. Here's my next chess move.
He's like, fool. Whatever, I'm moving my pawn. So get out of here with that. It's just like, yeah. One ear and out the other. Totally did not digest. He heard chess. He said, perfect. He's picking up what I'm putting down. He knows what I'm doing.
So he nominates Josh. Tanisha bursts out in tears. Like, this is what you want to see in a veto ceremony. Josh is pissed in the diary room. I'm coming for this guy. Moose is still like,
yeah, baby.
and we're set up for quite the downfall here, or at least that's what it appears to be at the end of this episode.
Yeah, it at this point, I mean, I guess we didn't hear from Kevin or Jess. Of course, we didn't hear much from Gino, but a large majority of the house understands that Kyle had a very chaotic HOH, and it's not, and it's, I mean, I think that I don't understand actually how he's not coming out of this week understanding that he did a lot this week. Like, he's thinking, oh, I'm making a big move by getting out Josh. Point blank. Yeah. Period.
Yeah, that's it. It's easy. And that's, you know, that's where we are. That's the episode. Again, I thought it was a really good one, a really fun episode. I thought they did a great job. It was entertaining all the way through, and it really captured the HOH reign that was. I did like the line, speaking of Gino, after they talked to Marty, where Kyle's like, man, Gino didn't even need to say anything. And her mom was like, never does. then they cut to commercial.
that's all we got from Gino. That's it.
It's great. That's great stuff.
They understand, and they still want to bring him in the line with him. But yeah, the only other major clip that I remember from this episode that I loved was Herman saying, "Boy, I don't work for you," because Kyle, with all the options, all the plans that he wants Herman to agree with. Mm-hmm. I almost started the podcast with that, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Taryn, I don't work for you.
I don't work for you. That's a great Ray. If I feel like the episode kind of cut out some of the best bits of it. So I would mm-hmm. recommend checking out the full rant. Yes. There have been plenty. Of them, not just from Herman. So there's plenty to find. But that's what we have for the episode. If you want a more detailed recap of what's been happening on the feeds, tune into last night's roundtable. We went in depth in the first bit, and then, of course, in the Stockwatch ratings, lots of detail about where people stand and what's been happening since the veto ceremony. So you can tune in for that if you want. But that's about what we've got for this bite-sized, fun-sized episode recap. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun size. Shout out to Sasha Joseph.
Yes.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Yes. All right. Well, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. I'll update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have an eviction episode. I'll be live on Twitch watching it with all of you. And then after that, we'll be live for the recap of the eviction episode. I will also be live during the day to talk about the Stockwatch and everything that happened with all of that over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also check out the Survivor Stockwatch podcast that I'll be recording with Asia right after we finish this one. So if you have watched the second episode of Survivor, make sure you tune in for that. That should be a fun one as well. So check all of that stuff out. Check out all the other stuff I've got going on with the post-show recaps, Raised by Wolves. I did the Nothing But Netflix podcast. I've got the Taran Show coming with Tyson very soon. So check that out as well. Asia, what do you got going on?
Yeah, so y'all can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, A-Y-S-H-A, like A-S-I-A. Subscribe to the Love at First Sight feed if you want to hear me talk about people getting married that barely know anything about each other. So whether that be Love is Blind or Married at First Sight, just go subscribe to the feed and you'll get all the new episodes I record with Married at First Sight with Jason Reed, Love is Blind with Mary Kwiatkowski. And I also joined Mike Bloom and Liana and Mary on the B&B, the Survivor B&B this week. So we had a lot of fun playing categories and just talking about last week's episode. So that was a hoot. And so, yeah, just go follow me on Twitter to see what I'm up to.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us on this Wednesday night adventure. And I will see all of you next time.